Iran's president-elect said yesterday he would not meet with President Joe Biden nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias, sticking to a hardline position following his landslide victory in last week's election. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of some 5,000 people. Asked about Iran's ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias, Raisi described the issues as non-negotiable. He said regional issues or the Iranian missile issue are non-negotiable. They, meaning the Western countries, have not been committed to something that was negotiated, agreed over, and was signed as an accord too. How is it that they want to negotiate new issues? Asked about a possible meeting with President Joe Biden, Raisi simply answered, no. His moderate competitor in the election had suggested during campaigning that he'd be potentially willing to meet President Biden. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay today left four demonstrators dead. A statement says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in the country's second biggest city. In addition to the four dead protesters, whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured while eight others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since overthrowing the civilian government on February 1st. And the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States. This is VOA News. Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam fired back at